Well, the town itself was attractive, being a Midwest guy, about 5 hours up the road, grew up in Cleveland, and just the organization is a top-notch organization in the East Coast League, and obviously the opportunity to be a head coach.
And what do you think about the fans in Cincinnati now you've had a chance to be here for a little while?
You know, they're very passionate. They're pretty loyal, and they expect a good team. They expect a good product, so you can't fault them for that.
It's always surprising me to come to a game and see how many people come to a Cyclones game in a Midwestern town that's not really known for hockey.
Yeah, no, they've done tremendously well with crowds here, and they do a great job in the marketing department to make that happen. So if you can put a winning product on the ice, that can only help.
Did you know much about the team or the fans before you got here? You were coaching in the AHL and for the UK as well.
Yeah, well, it's minor league hockey, so you do keep tabs on guys in different leagues, and I am very good friends with the former head coach here, Jared Scaldi. So just watching him and keeping tabs on him, I was obviously aware of the situation here and how well he's done.
What are the roster changes for this year? You've got some new faces. How do you think that will affect the team this season?
Well, you know, we've got some guys back from last year's team, and then we've got some new guys from affiliates, and it's always good to kind of to have a little bit of a turnover here because it creates a little bit of fresh blood and fresh faces and that hunger for roster spots and playing time. So we've got a good blend of that right now, and we'll see how that translates here on the ice.
The Cyclones are an affiliate of the Florida Panthers and the Nashville Predators. How difficult is it to coach in a league that feeds the NHL? Do you have to think a lot about losing players?
Well, right now we've had to think about a lot about getting players. We've had a lot of guys assigned to us, but you know, further down the road here with injuries and call-ups, we will have to scramble here. So it's just a matter of kind of keeping tabs on who's available, who was released from other teams, and when those times come, just to be ready to plug holes.
Former coach Jared Scaldi left some big shoes to fill. How's the transition going for you?
Good. It's Jared did a great job here, and I don't try and compare myself to him. I'm trying to set up my own program here, and Matt and I will do a good job of trying to establish our own identity.
You're speaking about Matt McDonald, your assistant coach.
Oh, yeah. Best-looking Matt in the league.
Can I ask you to go out on a limb and make some predictions for the team this season? What are your chances at the Kelly Cup this year?
You know, I really don't know, and I'm not about to throw a guarantee or a ridiculous prediction, but I think we're going to be a competitive team. But in this league, a lot of things can happen with movement with players, so it would just really take one day at a time and come to work every day to play.
You can find out how to get more information about the Cincinnati Cyclones on our website at wnku.org under local news. Coach Ben Simon, thank you. Good luck with the season this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.